ऐं ह्रीं क्लीं सरस्वती भगवत्यै नमः। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। कर्कोटकस्य नागस्य दमयन्ती नलस्य च ऋतुपर्णमहाराजा नमस्ते नमस्ते नमः। सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। मेधा मे इन्द्रो ददातु मेधां देवी सरस्वती। मेधा मे अश्विनावुभौ आधत्तां पुष्करस्रजाः आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षु श्रोत्रमधोबलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि। सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्तु अनिराकरणमस्तु तदात्मनि निरते य उपनिषत्सु धर्माः तीमयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। Hearty fraternal greetings and good wishes to all the brothers and sisters. I hope you are able to listen to the voice. If not, please send the message. I will try to increase the volume, not here, but in the machine. First of all, thank you for your enthusiastic and sweet presence. That also encourages me to speak to you certain dimensions of wisdom which are always very enchanting. Wisdom is eternal and is ever fresh and truly engages an aspirant. This is because an aspirant is one who is deeply inclined to know and, if possible, to bring that wisdom into daily life and, if possible, to envision things which are beyond visible and physical. Therefore, we keep gathering to gain that wisdom which gives us the much needed expansiveness. The soul wants to expand, be it on earth or beat into the heaven, it has an urge to expand itself in terms of its comprehension, in terms of its awareness, and in an expansive space like the sky, we feel much more blissful and joyful, unfettered by any conditioning factors. That's why we keep gathering to gain certain dimensions of wisdom. And thank you for continued interest shown in the teaching, which also encourages me to relate to you. And the beauty is, more difficult the times are, more frequently we are meeting. The laws are inversed as far as we are concerned. Normally, on the physical plane, we cannot meet every week. But now, we are pushed into a situation where we have this online facility. It is there before, but we found it now because we are disabled to meet physically, and we came up with a better proposal to meet on a weekly basis, which was not possible earlier. So that is the brighter side of the situation, and I also feel joyful when Saturday comes that we are all together once again. I was speaking to you about the story of Nala and the story of Damayanti. Damayanti is the higher nature in us. Nala is a fiery aspirant. He was initiated into two dimensions of wisdom. One is to relate to the respiration and move upwards step by step, unveiling the invisible dimensions such as color, sound, symbol, number, and the various planes of existence and the characteristics of the beings who are in those planes. We wish to see that which we have not seen before. We wish to listen that which we have not listened before. This is the urge of an aspirant to expand one's own consciousness and thereby fulfill the purpose of the universal soul descending as the individual soul is only to experience the nature which is in a ninefold manner. So we are with one dimension. There are many more dimensions of nature which we would like to relate to. That's where the aspirant comes in. I don't wish to repeat the story of Nala because since this is already the fifth teaching, just I am recapitulating. He is a man of virtues. He is a man of abilities. He has been ruling the kingdom with much harmony, and he was considered to be an outstanding human looking for higher planes, invisible planes, where he would like to expand into vertically, just like we are also having such a noble intention to get into the invisible side of our being, to get into the invisible side of the creation itself. So he was found to be very fulfilling in his virtues and abilities and also in his performance. So the higher planes were interested in him. The higher nature in us is interested in us. The divine is with us. As I always tell you, the divine is in the head, the human is in the upper torso, and the beast is in the lower torso. So we are trying to make an ascent. That is the purpose of all these practices. We make this ascent. When we are making the ascent, following the alignment of speech, thought, speech and action, the beings in the higher planes are also interested in us. That is the beauty. It's not that they are unaware of us. It is not that they are not oriented to us. The elder ones are always oriented to the younger ones. When the younger ones relate to the elder ones would like to descend and help the process. It is the case with every initiate that he worked out what he has to work out. And then there is a response coming from higher circles. So the response that we receive depends upon how much we are fit to get into the higher circles. And we have our orientations in the visible world. We also have our obligations into the higher world. We have to fulfill them and also move up. We move up and move around. So in that process, Nala was spotted in higher circles by a class of devas. They come from the word. The word means Saraswati, Minerva, utterance. From that group of angels, one angel found interest with Nala because she wanted to join him and gain the liberation because all devas do not have the experience of omnipresent one. This I explained last time. Not all devas are aware. They do it. They do the work, but they are not aware of the omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient one. Only man can do it. So from the higher regions, an angel, she descended to commune with Nala. That's the outer story. In us, the angel is here in the forehead. It's the soul. We are in the personality. The more we orient towards virtues, abilities and performance in alignment, the soul is interested to descend. As the personality is ascent, ascend. That's the story. That is the inner story. So we keep on working with the practices, we follow the virtues, we improve our abilities, we serve the surroundings, and we demand by virtue of our action a tension in the higher circles. That's what Master Jwalkul uses as a word. Create a tension in the higher worlds by your virtues, by your abilities, by your service to the fellow beings. Then you are spotted in the higher circles. And they are interested you to pull you up. That's the story we are getting into. It's an outer happening and an inner happening. And we choose, see, we have chosen this path and entered into it some 3 decades ago. And we have been continuing to do it. Because we have chosen this way, we worked out our family lives, we successfully completed all our vocational life, family life, social life, and we are up to the vertical ascent. So there is someone who notices us and helps from a higher side. So it so happened, as I explained to you in the last class, Narada, whose equivalent is Saint Michael in the West, he moves in all the worlds. He came to know that there is a being interested to move up into the higher circles. That is the story of the aspirant. In the outer story, an angel decided to descend and help this king so that both of them gain liberation from the creation itself. Freedom and liberation is the ultimate, which is when you join the omniscient one, you are in that state. This is the outer story. There is an inner story and there is an outer story. So a teacher, Narada, who is the Grand Master, according to Vedic Dharma, he is the Grand Master to all the masters of wisdom of all the planes. That is his status. He noticed and he alerted the devas. He alerted the devas that there is a soul, a human soul, intending to move up to the higher place. And the angels have a responsibility to guard every plane of existence. There is a planetary plane, a solar plane, and a cosmic plane, which are represented by the heart center, Ajna center, and Sahasrara. మంచి నగ ఇక్కడ పెట్టుకుంటే సుఖం కొద్దిగా సరిపోదు. Now what Nala does is, with the help of Buddhana Prana, he has been moving up. And then the teacher noticed. So he alerted the angels. Here is a man who is intending into getting into the divine planes. And it is for you to see his fitness. To see his fitness. How virtuous he is. How able he is. How peaceful he is. How harmonious he is. What kind of relations he established in the world. These are all the factors. That's what we call the judgment day. We are every year, every teacher views his students and sees what is the measure of light in the head. The measure of light in the head clearly tells the teacher if a student is consistently with the practice, or if the student is down, or if the student is static. So these are the dimensions the teacher sees. And whatever we have done, whatever we have spoken, whatever we have done, whatever thoughts we entertain, these are the measures which the angels look for. So if they find that he is a fit one, they cooperate. If they find that he is not yet fit and he has to fulfill some more, they don't allow him, and then he was asked to clear all his obligations and improve his vibrations. The vibrations, when they are strong enough, the light shines forth much better. So this is what they look for. The sound that you make, the actions that you perform, those are ones. Ultimately, whatever you have done counts. Whatever you speak is not counted. Whatever you thought is not counted. Whatever you did is counted. A man is measured by the deeds he does, but not by the speeches he makes. So the angels know. They know how to give a visa to move upwards or to send them back to conduct themselves with much more vigor. This happens on a yearly basis. Every teacher has his own timing to look at his guru. So Narada, being a universal master, he alerted the devas. That is his story. Vitada also, that is the story. When we get into these spiritual practices, many times we get lot of obstructions. We get lot of obstructions to do the daily practices. Number one, our health does not permit. Our family obligations do not permit. Our social obligations do not permit. This is because we have incurred a past karma which we have to necessarily clear. Without clearing on the ground floor, you cannot get to the first floor. So clearance has to happen on one side, and then alignment should happen on the other side. These are the two jobs we do. Clearing the personality life and make sure that there are no more obligations around. That is the horizontal movement. Vertically, we move. So when these two things go hand in hand, you can feel happy that you are allowed to do the work of alignment on a regular basis, because many times in life we are even denied to do prayers, though we want to do prayers. This alignment is possible only when we have done what are we to do in the outer life and make outer life as light as possible. In this game, when the master alerted, four angels, they wanted to test Nala. Put yourself in the place of Nala. When we speak of this story, we should put ourselves in the place of Nala. He is the aspirant, a son of man, who wants to be a son of God. So the four angels, they appeared, they presented themselves before Nala. And they belong to other planes, but when they manifest on the physical plane, they are very beautiful, number one, unimaginably beautiful, very attractive, and you feel like saluting them. The beauty is their feet do not touch the earth. An angel cannot touch the earth. Even Sanat Kumara cannot touch our earth. He remains in the second ether of our earth, meaning beyond this Akasha that we see. So also the angels, they cannot touch the earth. That is the way you can recognize an angel. A master of wisdom can touch the earth because he is an ascended man, a divine resident, an angel cannot touch the earth. So Nala noticed it and said, "You must be coming from higher planes. It's a great honor to me. What is it that I can do for you?" This is what he asked the angels. See, when an angel appears, normally people keep seeking, isn't it? When a teacher appears, we are all well trained to seek but not offer. But the ancient wisdom says, anywhere and everywhere, first offer yourself. Don't try to seek. Offer what? What for they have come? Why should they come to you? They came, four of them have come in a smile, with a smiling countenance. And then Nala saluted them and said, "What can I do for you? Please come in." He invited them into the palace. He offered sweets to them. And they cannot take anything from us because anything earthly they cannot take. That's why for devas, a salutation is the best offering that we can. They cannot eat whatever we give. They cannot drink whatever we give. That's why the Veda says, when you just say namaskaram, they feel fulfilled. Because when the others see you and they feel that these beings are to be honored, when Nala honored them instantly and gave all hospitality, they were pleased. And he said, "What is it that I can do for you?" Then one of them has spoken, "We are angels coming from higher circles and we have known that you are a truth seeker and that you are completely aligned in your speech, thought and action, and you have been acclaimed as a truthful man in higher circles." You are acclaimed as a truthful man in higher circles. The word is going around. So we have come to seek some cooperation from you. To seek cooperation from you. Nala said, "It is my privilege that I could be of some cooperation for you." It's a great privilege to help a being like that. And then the four beings, they introduced themselves. One said, "I am the angel of East. I don't want to give Sanskrit names. Good enough if we have English names. I am the angel of the East. I rule over the will on creation." Will. Will. East brings us will. So from the East the will comes. And I want to test your will. Then another angel said, "I come from South. I test your compassion, love and adaptation to regulations of nature." The third one said, "I am from the West. I have come to test your strength." And the fourth one in the North said, "I am a synthesizer. I know I can assess the degree of synthesis that you hold in you to include different dimensions into one piece and give a solution. Because synthesis is the ultimate answer. East and West are opposites. North and South are opposites. When the four dimensions are synthesized, all is harmonious, blissful, joyful. That is what exactly a soul would like to experience. So therefore they said, we are angels of East, of West, of North and South. These are our abilities. We have come to know of your effort to move into higher circles. And we bless you if you fulfill a task which we give you. Then he said, please let me know. Whatever I can do, I will try to do for you. To me, it's a privilege to serve you. That's what he said. Then the four angels, they said, we are all in love with Damayanti, and we know that you are also in love with Damayanti. We are in love with Damayanti. Meaning, as far as we are concerned, it is the higher nature in us. How much we are interested in our higher nature. Because man is as much a divine being, not only just a human and a beast. He can be a higher being. We saw in you a deep interest to gain the higher dimension of being divine. We noticed your will and the practices you are making and then the success that you have been achieving step by step. But now we give a task that there is a lady called Damayanti descending. We also know that she loves you. We also know that she loves you and she is descending for you. But for you to ascend into higher circles along with her, we don't let you unless you fulfill certain dimensions. This is the test of the devas. The devas are very great guardians of nature. We should not neglect them. This is an important step. This is an important step that the planetary devas, the solar devas, the cosmic devas, the five elemental devas, not only the four dimensions, all the eight dimensions, and then above and below, east, northeast, north to start with, north, northeast, east, southeast, south, southwest, west, northwest, above and below. These are the ten dimensions which we have to relate to cognize them. That's enough. They don't want anything to be done for them. Just to cognize their existence. The five elements, the ten directions, the nine planets, we say. In the west, you do not so much go with node and antinode. But in the east, even node and antinode are taken into count, though they are not planets. We also have Uranus, Pluto, Neptune, other. Just cognize them, that's enough. That they are there, and because of them, the earth is there. And because of the earth being there, we are able to stay here. Those who are the basis for the creation, if you think of them, immediately you get their cooperation, because they are so compassionate. This is where many people miss. This story emphasizes it. Prometheus, in the Greek theology, he neglected them. Therefore, he suffered for a long time with an eagle always eating away his liver. Many initiates, by overlooking the angels, faced too many difficulties on the way. You don't have to be. The path is royal. The path is beautiful. The path is full of love. The path can be joyously walked. When you do not know, then you create lot of pain to yourself in walking the path. When you are walking the path and you are getting into the pain, you should know that you have not honored a particular dimension of nature. Because after all, it is the nature that leads you to the Lord. So this is a story where this is very much demonstrated. Since they are guardians of higher planes, they make sure that you are fit enough to walk in there. Because a person who is unfit, if he gets into the higher circles, he is more a nuisance than a contribution to the living conditions over there, isn't it? If a newcomer comes and joins an advanced teaching on astrology or some other science, to the teacher it is difficult because that man doesn't understand anything. Others are disturbed, teacher is disturbed. That's why teaching is an ongoing process. When newcomers come, they pull you back. That's the reason why we want that people regularly follow the theme, so that the teacher is not pulled back those who are regularly following are also not kept waiting. So this is the work of angels. They are guarding the creation. Since they are the guardians of creation, they have put forth this challenge to the king. Since Nala is also in love with Damayanti, he was frank enough to tell them, "You wish that I work as your messenger to inform Damayanti that you wish to marry her. But let me be clear that I am also in love with Damayanti. Already I have heard of Damayanti," meaning the higher dimensions of my being. "Damayanti seem to be inclined towards me. So we are in a process of communion in terms of compatibility of our energies. When the energy compatibility is good, the going is good, either in this world or in another world. So therefore, already we are in this process, and mind you, you selected me. I am also one of the contestants to the marriage of Damayanti. I must make myself very clear to you." Then the angel said, That's where we like you, that you are transparent, that you are truthful. You have not hidden this from our comprehension, and we would only like you to do it. If you do it, you do your job. If we feel that you are really truthful, we cooperate for your moving into higher planes of existence. Then he said, "How can I meet Damayanti? She is a princess in the palace of the king. How can I move there and meet her and talk to her?" Then the angel of the east, he gave a ring, a divine ring, just like Master Jalkul was given a box into which he gets him, by which he disappears. So here the angel of the east, he gave a ring to Nala and said, "As long as you hold this ring, no one can see you, you become invisible. As long as you hold this ring, you become invisible, no one can see you. You can happily walk through and get into the palace of Damayanti. This will be a facility for you to do this work." So he took the ring, he saluted the angels, and he put himself on the task. He went into the kingdom of Bhima, the father of Damayanti. And since he is invisible, he was not to be noticed by anyone. He walked in. Somewhere on the way, once the ring falls. Then he sees others noticing him. Then again he holds it. And then he goes into the place where Damayanti is. Damayanti being extra, she is a lady with extra sensory perceptions naturally, because she comes from higher circles. She noticed that someone has entered into her chamber, though he is invisible. It happens, we develop certain extra sensory perceptions as we move on in this way. That's what we call clear audience, clear voyance, and all that. And these are all the sciences which come in your way as you move upwards in your own being and continuously improve the quality of your being. They don't just come like that. So Damayanti felt and turned towards her back, and for the first time Nala saw Damayanti and was stunned at her beauty. She was exactly according to what he was visualizing, because he has been hearing about her, her qualities, her virtues, her abilities, her beauty. Everything was already making a picture in him. So when he saw షీ ఫెల్ట్ దిస్ మ్యాన్ ఇస్ నల్ల అండ్ హీ ఫెల్ట్ వాట్ ఎ బ్యూటీ దిస్ లేడీస్. షీ ఈజ్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ అకార్డింగ్ టు వాట్ హీ వాజ్ ఇమాజినింగ్ అండ్ షీ ఫెల్ట్ దట్ హీ ఈజ్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ ఇన్ ది సేమ్ మోల్డ్ యాజ్ షీ వాజ్ ఇమాజినింగ్. దట్స్ వై వి సే మ్యారేజెస్ ఆర్ మేడ్ ఇన్ హెవెన్ వెన్ వీ హ్యావ్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ యాజ్ టు హౌ టు మ్యారీ, హూమ్ టు మ్యారీ, వెన్ టు మ్యారీ, వేర్ టు మ్యారీ. బిఫోర్ యూ మ్యారీ యూ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ ఆల్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్. నెక్స్ట్ టైం వెన్ వీ కమ్ బ్యాక్ వీ కెన్ ట్రై బెటర్ దట్స్ ఆల్ బికాస్ మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ అస్ ఆర్ ఆల్మోస్ట్ అట్ ది ఫ్యాక్ ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ మ్యారిటల్ లైఫ్. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ దేర్ వాజ్ సచ్ ఏ దట్స్ ఇస్ వాట్ వాజ్ కాల్డ్ ది లవ్ ఎట్ ఫస్ట్ సైడ్ దట్స్ వాట్ యూ సేమ్ ఇట్ హ్యాపెన్ టు బోత్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. ఇన్ దట్ ప్రాసెస్ సర్టన్ చేంజెస్ హ్యావ్ హ్యాపెండ్ ఇన్ అలా హిజ్ రింగ్ ఫెల్ హిజ్ రింగ్ ఫెల్ దెన్ దమయంతి సా హిమ్ ఈవెన్ ఇన్ ది ఫిజికల్ ఫామ్ అండ్ దెన్ ది లేడీ దమయంతి షీ నోటీస్ అలా న్యాచురలీ ది సోల్ నోస్ ది పర్సనాలిటీ పర్సనాలిటీ స్లోలీ నోస్ ది సోల్ ఇజంట్ ఇట్ సోల్ హ్యాస్ బిల్ట్ ఇట్స్ పర్సనాలిటీ లాంగ్ అగో అండ్ ది పర్సనాలిటీ హ్యాస్ డ్రిఫ్టెడ్ అవే దట్స్ వాట్ వీ కాల్ ది ప్రాడిగల్ సన్ డ్రిఫ్టెడ్ అవే పర్సనాలిటీ ఈజ్ నౌ ట్రయింగ్ టు అలైన్ విత్ ది సోల్ సోల్ ఈజ్ ఇంక్లైన్డ్ టువర్డ్స్ పర్సనాలిటీ వాట్ ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ సిచ్యుయేషన్ సో దమయంతి సెడ్ ఆర్ యూ నలా ఆర్ యూ నలా షీ ఆస్క్ బికాజ్ షీ నోటీసెస్ హిమ్ ది సోల్ నోటీసెస్ ది పర్సనాలిటీ వీ ఆల్సో హ్యావ్ టు నోటీస్ అవర్ పర్సనాలిటీ వీ షుడ్ ఫంక్షన్ యాజ్ సోల్ అండ్ సీ వాట్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ది ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ వీ హ్యావ్ విత్ అవర్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఆల్ అవర్ పర్సనాలిటీ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ ఆర్ థ్రోన్ అవుట్ బై అవర్ థాట్స్ బై అవర్ యాక్షన్స్ అండ్ బై అవర్ స్పీచెస్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ ఇన్ ట్యూన్ విత్ ది సోల్ క్వాలిటీ సోల్ ఈజ్ ఎసెన్షియలీ ఎండోడ్ విత్ విల్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ ఎబిలిటీ టు యాక్ట్ దీస్ త్రీ ఆర్ డీగ్రేడెడ్ వెన్ వీ డయాగ్రెస్ ఫ్రమ్ ది సోల్ క్వాలిటీ అండ్ పికప్ వరల్డ్లీ థింగ్స్ సో సోల్ ఈజ్ నౌ ఫైండింగ్ ఇట్స్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఈజ్ నౌ ఫైండింగ్ ఇట్స్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్ సోల్ ఈజ్ ఫైండింగ్ ఆల్సో ఇంట్రెస్ట్ ఇన్ పర్సనాలిటీ ది మీటింగ్ ఈజ్ హ్యాపెనింగ్ బిట్వీన్ ది సోల్ అండ్ పర్సనాలిటీ దట్ ఈజ్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ వాట్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ స్పిరిచువల్ మ్యారేజ్ పీపుల్ థింక్ ఆఫ్ స్పిరిచువల్ మ్యారేజ్ స్పిరిచువల్ మ్యారేజ్ ఈజ్ బట్ ఎ మ్యారేజ్ బిట్వీన్ ది సోల్ అండ్ పర్సనాలిటీ ది టూ షుడ్ అగ్రీ యువర్ పర్సనాలిటీ షుడ్ నాట్ బి ఎ ప్రాబ్లం టు యూ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు అలైన్ విత్ దిస్ సోల్ అండ్ ఫైండ్ ఇట్స్ హార్మనీ అండ్ గెయిన్ సోల్ ఇన్ఫ్యూజ్డ్ పర్సనాలిటీ ది సోల్ ఈజ్ రెడీ టు డిసెండ్ ఇన్ టు పర్సనాలిటీ ఇఫ్ ది పర్సనాలిటీ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ ది హోల్ గేమ్ ఈజ్ ట్రయింగ్ టు ట్రైన్ ది పర్సనాలిటీ టు మేక్ షూర్ ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ సఫర్ లిమిటేషన్స్ ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ సఫర్ విత్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్ డిఫైన్డ్ థాట్స్ సో దేర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ విత్ ది పర్సనాలిటీస్ విచ్ వీ హ్యావ్ బీన్ స్పీకింగ్ ఇన్ ఎవరీ టీచింగ్ ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ టు గెట్ ఇన్ టు ఇట్ బట్ హీర్ ఇస్ ఎ మ్యాన్ హూ వాంట్స్ టు అసెండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఈ క్లియర్ మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది థింగ్స్ సో దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపెండ్ ది నువ్వు ఇది మరిస్తే నాకు అది పోయింది పర్లేదు దెన్ అలా ఆన్సర్డ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ కమ్ ఐ ఆమ్ ఎ మెసెంజర్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హీ డిడ్ నాట్ సే ఎస్ ఐ ఆమ్ నలా హీ డిడ్ నాట్ సే దట్ బికాస్ దట్స్ ది రోల్ హీ హ్యాస్ టు ప్లే దేర్ హూ హీ ఈజ్ డస్ నాట్ మ్యాటర్ దట్ రోల్ హీ హ్యాస్ టు ప్లే అకార్డింగ్ టు ది ఏంజల్స్ షీ సెడ్ ఐఎమ్ హూ ఆర్ యూ షీ ఆస్క్డ్ దెన్ నలా సెడ్ ఐఎమ్ ఎ మెసెంజర్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఐమ్ ఎ మెసెంజర్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ మెసేజ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది గాడ్స్ షీ అగైన్ ఆస్క్డ్ వాట్స్ యువర్ నేమ్ ఐ సెడ్ ఐఎమ్ మెసెంజర్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ కమ్ యాజ్ ఎ మెసెంజర్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ మై వర్క్ ఈజ్ టు డెలివర్ ఎ మెసేజ్ టు యూ He said, what is the message? Then he revealed that there are four angels, most powerful. One is from the east, one from the west, one from north, one from south. They are all intending to marry any one of them. ఎనీ వన్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ హూమ్ యూ లైక్ యూ కెన్ మ్యారీ, బట్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ టు మ్యారీ యూ. దెన్ ది లేడీ దేవయాని సెడ్, దమయంతి, షీ సెడ్, బట్ ఐఎమ్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ మ్యారీయింగ్ నల. షీ వాజ్ ఆల్సో వెరీ స్ట్రైట్, వెరీ స్ట్రైట్ ఫార్వర్డ్. ఐఎమ్ డిసెండింగ్, ఐ హ్యావ్ డిసెండెడ్ అండ్ టేక్ టు ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ ప్రిన్సెస్ ఇన్ దిస్ కింగ్డమ్ బికాజ్ ఐ విష్ టు బీ విత్ నలా అండ్ మేక్ ఫర్దర్ అసెంట్స్ బియాండ్ ది ఏంజలిక్ స్టేట్స్. దట్స్ మై పర్పస్. సో ఐఎమ్ ఆల్రెడీ ఐ హ్యావ్ గివెన్ మై హార్ట్ టు నలా, సో ఐ దేర్ ఫర్ కెనాట్ గివ్ అగైన్ మై హార్ట్ టు సమన్ ఎల్స్. హ్యావింగ్ ఆఫర్డ్ లవ్ టు సమన్, ఇట్స్ నాట్ ఈజీ ఫర్ ఎనీ పర్సన్ టు ఆఫర్ లవ్ ఫర్ ఎ సెకండ్ టైం. ఇట్స్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్. Once given away, it is given away. By circumstances, even if one marries the other, some other, the original one remains inside. It is the truth of love. So therefore, Damayanti made it clear, my heart is offered to Nala. I cannot but marry Lava, Nala. If it does not happen, I cannot marry the angels. Then Nala said, the angels are very beautiful, the angels are very powerful, the angels are highly abled people, and they are in the best states of habitats, the planes where they exist. They are so very blissful and joyful, and you have every bliss and every luxury, every comfort, anything you want, it is there in their abodes. Why do you wish to marry a human? Then he said, my purpose is different. I wish to commune with a man, a son of man, who is hell-bent upon meeting the aligning with the omnipresent one. Once you are with the omnipresent one, you are in a better state. You are in the state of hierarchy, where you can work directly according to will of God, according to knowledge of God, according to directions of God. That's how there is a huge hierarchy formed from Kumaras, and then the seven seers, and then the Prajapatis, and then the Manus. There are so many descendants of the one. So you join them, and you full well know the plan of the omnipresent one. Not all angels know the entire activity. They only know the limited activity that they have to do. So I am on that work, and Nala is on that work. We are on the same program, and I do not wish to marry anyone other than Nala. That is Damayanti's version. Nala said, but they are very powerful. If you deny them, they create problems to you. If you are to encounter a powerful man, it's very difficult to sustain the attacks that you get from the other side. It is very common, not only in this world, but also in the higher circles. So you cannot incur the wrath of devas. That's what Nala says. Do not incur the wrath of devas. It becomes difficult for you. He says, I do not incur the wrath of devas. I will explain to them my situation. I'll explain to them my situation. I respect them. I oblige them. But I am in a situation where my heart is no more with me. It is with Nala. I would be doing a great injustice if I marry some other, keeping Nala in my heart. That is a greater injustice. That I cannot do. I will explain to them. I will convince them because I have conviction. And then I seek their blessings and then marry, not before. That's why the marriage sacrament which I gave you, I speak of these dimensions, that they're all the virgins are guarded by four angels. They are called Gandharvas also. And the man has to make promises to the woman to take care of the virgin. That's the original understanding. So that was the story going on. సెడ్ ఐ విల్ నాట్ ఇంకర్ ది రాత్ ఆఫ్ దేవాస్. నలా ఇస్ ఆల్సో నాట్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ ఇంకరింగ్ ది రాత్ ఆఫ్ దేవాస్. దే వాంట్ టు సీక్ దేర్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్, దేర్ పర్మిషన్, దేర్ పర్మిషన్ అండ్ దేర్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్. విత్ దేర్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ వెన్ వీ మూవ్ ఆన్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ ఈజీ, వితౌట్ దేర్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ వెన్ వీ విష్ టు మూవ్ ఆన్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ డిఫికల్ట్. ఇఫ్ దేర్ ఇస్ సమన్ హూ నోస్ ది వే అండ్ హూ గివ్స్ ది గైడెన్స్, యూ కెన్ మూవ్ ఈజియర్. టు ఫైండ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ది వే ఇట్స్ ఎ బిట్ డిఫికల్ట్, యూ కెన్ డూ ఇట్ స్టిల్. దెర్ ఆర్ పీపుల్ యాజ్ ఎ సెడ్ ప్రమోథియస్ టు సమ్ ఎక్స్టెంట్ గౌతమ బుద్ధ దే డిడ్ ఇట్, దే ఫేస్ డిఫికల్టీస్. సో టు గెయిన్ ఏంజలిక్ కోఆపరేషన్ ఈజ్ ఎ డైమెన్షన్ విచ్ ఎవ్రీ ఆస్పిరెంట్ షుడ్ నో. అండ్ ది ఏంజల్స్ ఆర్ ది ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ అండ్ దెన్ ది ప్లానటరీ దేవాస్ అండ్ దెన్ ది సోలార్ అండ్ కాస్మిక్ దేవాస్. దీస్ ఆర్ ది ఏంజల్స్. దే హ్యావ్ డిఫరెంట్ నేమ్స్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ థియాలజీస్ బట్ ది ట్రూత్ ఈజ్ దిస్ ఈజ్ ఎ సింప్లర్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్. ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ వితౌట్ దేర్ సపోర్ట్ నథింగ్ కెన్ హ్యాపన్. ది నైన్ ప్లానటరీ దేవాస్ అపార్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది అదర్ లైక్ యురేనస్, ప్లూటో, నెప్ట్యూన్ అండ్ దెన్ ది సన్, ది కాస్మిక్ సన్, ది సోలార్ సన్ వేర్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఆల్ ప్రజాపతిస్, ది సీయర్స్, ది మనూస్ అండ్ అదర్స్ అండ్ దెన్ ది కాస్మిక్ బీయింగ్స్ 15 ఆఫ్ దెమ్ విచ్ వీ హ్యావ్ నరేటెడ్ బిఫోర్. సో టు కాగ్నైజ్ దెమ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ ఎ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు దెమ్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ డిసెండెంట్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ది సేమ్ సోర్స్ యాజ్ వీఆర్. దే ఆర్ సీన్ యాజ్ అవర్ ఎల్డర్ బ్రదర్స్. దే ఆర్ సీన్ యాజ్ అవర్ ఎల్డర్ బ్రదర్స్. సో వీ రెస్పెక్ట్ దెమ్ అండ్ వీ మూవ్ ఆన్. సో దమయంతి వాజ్ బెంట్ అపాన్ రెస్పెక్టింగ్ ది నేచర్, ది ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్, రెస్పెక్టింగ్ ది ఎయిట్ ఫోల్డ్ నేచర్ మీనింగ్ ది త్రీ క్వాలిటీస్, రెస్పెక్టింగ్ ది ప్లానటరీ, సోలార్ అండ్ కాస్మిక్ దేవాస్. దే నెవర్ బిలీవ్డ్ ఇన్ అఫెండింగ్ ఎనీ దేవా. సీక్ దేర్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ అండ్ మూవ్ ఫార్వర్డ్. బోత్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ హ్యావ్ సేమ్ యాటిట్యూడ్. దట్స్ ది బ్యూటీ. సో దట్ హ్యాస్ ప్లీజ్డ్ దీస్ దేవాస్. దీస్ దేవాస్ సెడ్ nevertheless we'll come to the marriage. And Damayanti's father also invites the angels for marriage. In the scriptures there are beings who have access to other planes of existence. When we feel that this is the only plane of existence, it is one thing. When people believe in a seven planes of existence, when you have access, you invite them. That's why we do some rituals to invite the devas for every good function that we do, because their cooperation fulfills the purpose. So invitation was also decided to be sent to the angels. So angels came, the best of humans here came, and then since the lady Damayanti comes from that class of angels who represent the sound, the word, the voice of silence, what we call about Saraswati, the four dimensions of Saraswati, she comes from that clan of angels. And she wants to gain the state of absolute liberation in communion with Nala, which is the only possible way. So one angel said, she took up the case for the sake of Damayanti, in the form of all these angels in the form of bird generally live as swans in the higher circles. Swans, Hamsa we call it. Soham is the mantra which enables a Hamsa to lead you up. In fact, earlier Nala was guided by a Hamsa with a golden wing and a silver wing, and then Nala catches one Hamsa, and then the swan says, I'll help you, release me from your hands. He released the Hamsa. She went and reported to Damayanti that this man is the one whom you should look to for your purposes. This story started two teachings ago, just for a recapitulation. And Damayanti also came to know, and they had an exchange between them through Hamsas only, meaning through swans. Swans means the pulsating principle in us. He moves, విత్ ది పల్సేషన్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఇన్ హిమ్. షీ డిసెండ్స్ విత్ ది పల్సేషన్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఇన్ హర్ బికాస్ ది ప్రాణ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఎట్ ది కాజల్ ప్లేన్, ఎట్ ది సటిల్ ప్లేన్ అండ్ ఎట్ ది ఫిజికల్ ప్లేన్. ది ఎంటైర్ ది దశై ది ఫ్లో ఆఫ్ ప్రాణ ఈజ్ ది ఫ్రమ్ ది మోస్ట్ హై సర్కిల్స్ టు ది ఫిజికల్ ప్లేన్. సో ది థ్రెడ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాణ ఈజ్ రైట్ ఇన్ ది హెడ్, రైట్ ఇన్ ది హార్ట్ అండ్ ఇన్ ది ఎంటైర్ బాడీ. దీస్ ఆర్ ది త్రీ ప్లేన్స్ ఇన్ అస్. సో ది కమ్యూనికేషన్ ఈజ్ హ్యాపెనింగ్ వైల్ ది డిడ్ నాట్ యట్ సీ ఈచ్ అదర్. ది పర్సనాలిటీ డిడ్ నాట్ సీ ది సోల్, ది సోల్ ఆల్సో డిడ్ నాట్ సీ ది పర్సనాలిటీ. దే ఆర్ కమింగ్ టుగెదర్. సో ఇన్ దట్ ప్రాసెస్ వన్ ఫ్రమ్ దేర్ క్లాన్, దమయంతి క్లాన్, షీ సెడ్, సిన్స్ ఐ నో ది మోస్ట్ హై, ది మోస్ట్ హై ఈజ్ ది వర్డ్. సిన్ ది థియాలజీస్ దట్ వీ హ్యావ్ ఇట్ సేస్ దట్ ఇన్ ది బిగినింగ్ దేర్ వాజ్ ది వర్డ్, ది వర్డ్ వాజ్ గాడ్, ది వర్డ్ వాజ్ విత్ గాడ్, లైక్ దట్ ఇస్ ఇట్. ది వర్డ్ ఆర్ గాడ్ ఇట్స్ జస్ట్ ది సేమ్. ది వర్డ్ when it utters forth, creations happen. It utters forth in different degrees in different times. So all this creation is an utterance of coming from the absolute. In Veda also they say vageva rugvedaha, meaning the walk, the speech, which is at different levels. When it descends, the creation happens. When it ascends, you move into higher circles. When it joins God, everything is into a state of seeming non-existence. So it's all the work of the utterance, the word. The book and word, the book and sound, they reveal all these details to you. So therefore, one angel took the case to High Most High and said, it will not happen the way the angels wish. The angels are only testing them. It will happen in the normal course. And then the angel Saraswati, she gives a mantra to Damayanti's messenger. A mantra. That mantra I will later tell you. If you are inclined, you can practice. But the pranayama practice we do is quite good enough. By doing that only, this mantra has come to me. So mantra is an additional facility. Mantra is mostly for mind, but working with pulsation is much better. So you can go up, you can come down with the help of Udana Prana, reach up to the Bro Center and relate to Vyana Prana. That's where the communion happens, communication happens. So she came back and said, all is in order. The angels will surely help you. You practice this mantra. She gave the mantra of Saraswati, which I am chanting before the class every time. This is the fifth class. After the whole teaching relating to this episode is over, I will give the text to you. According to your inclination, you can relate to that. So therefore, Damayanti took upon that mantra and she remained strong in her will. And she knows people can give anything to anyone, but love can be given only once, and when it is given, it cannot be retrieved. And blessed are the ones who find that love. If personality is in love with soul, it's a noble dimension. And when the soul is in love with the spirit, it's an ultimate romance. That's where Kumaras are. So therefore, they are on that job, and they have no disrespect for the angels. In that state, it went up to, and thereafter, an invitation was sent to all the devas and humans, and Damayanti sought some help to know who Nala is, because she did not really see Nala. Nala came to Damayanti's premises, and Damayanti has to choose among the men Nala. So a lady from the clan of the utterance, which we call the word or the watch, walk means the speech, which is in four states, at the imperceptible state, at the perceptible state, at the thought state, at the speech state. These are the four states. Para, Pasanti, Madhyama, Vaikari. A person, an angel accompanied Damayanti so that she will explain who is who among those who came to marry her. So apart from all those who are around, ultimately they come to a spot where there were five persons alike. They all look the same. All are equally beautiful. And we cannot distinguish one from the other. Then Damayanti, she contemplated upon Nala. But the devas know, they want to test her. So they also took to the same form as that of Nala. Then the lady who accompanied, meaning the inner voice, that's what I always speak, the inner voice which descends from inside, it said, four of them are angels, one is man. Look to their feet. For four of them, the feet do not touch the earth. For one person only, the feet touch the earth. By that you can notice who is who. And not to do injustice in the game, she explains the abilities of every one of them. What is the angel of will? What is the angel of love and compassion? What is the angel of strength? What is the angel of synthesis? All the four were revealed. They are of extraordinary abilities and virtues. And then there is another one about whom she does not say anything. About Nala she does not say anything. He says, it's for you now to choose. Even before this happened, Damayanti went on informing through her heart, through all the angels, her predicament. She is genuinely in a predicament that she is already in love with someone. How can she? Love is something which is not transferable. I can respect them. I worship you. I respect you. I oblige in all other matters. But in this aspect, in matter of love, it is not in my hand, it is already gone. Whatever is already given away, I cannot take it back. Don't think it is a disrespect. The angels were so pleased with the arguments of Damayanti, they said, we bless you. We bless you and you get into marriage with Nala, and we cooperate with you, we help you, we enforce. We also supplement the will in you, because they are already with some degree of will. We supplement the will that you carry. We supplement the love you and compassion you carry. We supplement the strength you have. We also bestow on you the ability to synthesize, which is most important. Unless you synthesize the various dimensions of creation, you will never find peaceful with yourself. Only when one has knowledge enough, one can be in a blissful state. Until then, they keep on hunting for wisdom and practicing them. Once you are in blissful plane, you enjoy the beingness in association with the one. As we always say, in his name we live. In his form we live. Until he opens his eye in us. As he opens his eye, in his form he lives. In his name he lives. And it becomes a car festival. So this is how life becomes much more expansive, peaceful, blissful, without limitations. This is what every soul aspires for. So all this cooperation, when it comes from the angels, it makes easy for them. But they caution that this Nala, having ascended over incarnations, is an evolution of a being. In the human form, he has been taking to a lot of incarnations and he is improving himself. His personality is tending to be a temple and he is gaining a lot of light and a lot of fragrance, a lot of vibrations. దేవాస్ ఆర్ ఇంక్లైన్ టు హిమ్ బట్ దే హీ ఆల్సో హ్యాస్ హిస్ కర్మ. దిస్ ఈజ్ ఎ డైమెన్షన్ విచ్ వీ ఫర్గెట్ యాజ్ స్పిరిచువల్ స్టూడెంట్స్. వీ హ్యావ్ ఎ బ్యాగేజ్, దట్ బ్యాగేజ్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు క్లియర్. దట్ బ్యాగేజ్ ఆన్ వన్ సైడ్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు క్లియర్, ఆన్ ది అదర్ సైడ్ వీ మేక్ దీస్ స్టెప్స్ ఫర్ అసెంట్. సో ది బోత్ వర్క్ హ్యాస్ టు బి డన్. వీ హ్యావ్ టు క్లియర్ అవర్ బ్యాగేజ్ అంటిల్ దెన్ ది కంప్లీట్ అసెంట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్. ఇన్ బ్యాగేజ్ క్లియరెన్స్ ఫస్ట్లీ ది సోషల్, ది డొమెస్టిక్, ది వొకేషనల్, ది బాడీలీ, ఆల్ దీస్ బ్యాగేజ్ హ్యాస్ టు బి క్లియర్ అండ్ దెన్ అవర్ డెట్ టు ఆల్ దీస్ ఏంజల్స్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు బి respectful and please them so that they let you. This is all a program which runs over incarnations according to our Eastern understanding, which is also tending to be more and more acceptable in the West. So there is a karma and you have to go through that. Even in that karma, from time to time we help you. From time to time we help you, but mostly you have to bear it. That's why we, the aspirants, should be ready to take any karma that comes up to us, because something in the past comes back to us which we have not cleared then. Whatever we have not cleared then, or whatever ability we have not acquired, because we have to be an all round developed person to enter into higher kingdoms, otherwise we are a nuisance there. If you wish, we can stay here. If it is acceptable, it's okay. When you wish to get into higher realms of your own being, then you have to clear certain things. That part now starts in the next teaching. The karma relating to Nala, in which Damayanti cooperates, because she knows that this man has some karma. But still, this is the man who is my solution also. So knowingly she accepts this position, and then that is a great sacrifice to gain a higher dimension. She thought she must take to this caste. There is a caste for everything. She has to cooperate, give him right guidance. The soul has to guide the personality so that the personality ascends into the soul, and together they go to the super soul. Without the cooperation of nature, a man can never reach God. That's the understanding. So Damayanti consciously, voluntarily, with much will, joins Nala, and Nala accepts, and they start living together. That's where the class concludes today, and we continue next Saturday, where the karma of Nala would be narrated to you. And it's very common with all of us, when we get into these practices, we cannot get in unless we clear our homework. We keep lot of homework pending, and we want a promotion. That doesn't happen in nature. We have to work with ourselves. We should keep clearing our karma, and we also work with our inner being, so that we also find our concurrent ascent. So there is clearance on one side, ascent on the other side. That's where we take this right angle as our symbol. The vertical is the goal. The horizontal is to function and fulfill your obligations on the mundane plane. At every plane there are obligations which you have to clear to move further. That's how this story runs. Thank you.